The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning to everybody out there. Welcome to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. I'm Jason Von Berg, and it's a full house again.
Yay! I'm Jen Su, back.
Hey, Jen
Su. Just off the plane.
Sure, fresh out. Phew. Fresh out of where were you?
I was in Shanghai, and then Dubai, and then back. And it was in Shanghai for Shanghai Fashion Week. It was awesome.
I saw
your Paris
pictures.
Yeah,
it looked amazing.
So Paris Hilton was there. She launched her makeup line. Kendall Jenner was there.
Did you meet her?
No, I didn't see Kendall. I saw Paris, but I didn't see Kendall because she actually had to cut her trip short. She was in the Ports 1961 fashion show, and then right after that she left back to Las Vegas because of Lamar Odom. Khloe Kardashian's still husband Lamar Odom, who was in a coma for like 4 days, but he woke up from the coma. Now, so, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I also can't believe it. I really can't believe that.
Khloe said, "I love you," and his eyes opened. I mean, that's scary.
But now she's gonna babysit him.
I believe in all these near-death experiences. So, like,
so do you think they're destined to be together?
No, I don't want them to be together. Not to be funny, I think, shame the poor guy. What's he doing to Khloe? If he doesn't want to clean himself up, she can only give so much of herself.
That's what I think.
And like you said, she can't babysit him for the rest of her life.
That's right. So, I mean, that's also why they broke up in the first place.
And
because
is there
of his
no,
cocaine addiction.
Is there no brain damage?
I'm sure there was brain damage, this kidney damage, you know, but I'm actually not sure of the final extent of what's happened. And, you know, I mean, she really is going to have to babysit him for the rest of his life.
Essentially, because he's got no family. It's just him and his best friend.
And his two
away.
Children.
Oh, has he got... He has
two children from
he's
his first
two
wife.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Yes, and his father's still around, but they have his a really there. Estranged relationship.
Oh, I thought he had passed away as well.
No.
Oh, I'm out of the Kardashian loop yet.
Yeah, we have to educate you again.
I mean, I go to Cape Town for a week.
Keep up with the Kardashians. And what about you? How was your weekend?
Okay, so I was in Cape Town driving a new car around the Cedarburg Mountain Range, which is really, really cool.
Oh, cool.
I had such a good time. And then I came back for a day, and then I went to Durban for the Tsogisan Amashova race.
Woo!
I did 106 kilometers.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of myself. I think it's a big, you know, a lot of people do the Comrades Marathon, and they do that, that different route, you know, or they do that route, 90 odd kilometers running, and I could never, ever, ever do that running.
You really
Not
think
a chance.
So?
I'd rather do it on a bicycle. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I thought you would have actually tried the run.
Not a chance.
The Comrades. No.
No, thank you.
Did you ever get to a point where you just said, no, I can't keep going. I'm just going to collapse.
Actually. No, I didn't.
So
which is quite interesting. Yeah, I think, you know, the support wasn't as great as I thought it would be along the route. Luckily, I had family in the KZN province who were around to help me with water when I was thirsty. And that was good. I didn't lose my sense of humor at all, which is cool.
That's good though.
Yeah,
especially if you get into a bad mood in a bad space and you're like, oh, you're like, stop this shit, I'm going
home. Exactly. I mean, last year I did that race around Joburg, you know, that big one, and I fell do you remember that?
I fell really badly.
And I think I was mildly concussed because I was very emotional, crying like a baby up Cedar Road in Danefern. Like, why am I doing this? Why are you crying, you idiot? Why am I doing this? It was so weird. There were no tears. There were only smiles, lots of smiles. And I saw John Smith and Lucas Radebe. They also did the race, which was quite cool. I had a picture with them. So I was like in my groupie moment between legends.
I saw that online. I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was a good weekend. That was my Durban experience. And then you? How was yours?
Well, it was actually very busy because we started out just celebrating the birthday on Saturday, a friend's birthday at the One Fox Market.
Okay.
And then we decided, oh no, let's go to Hell's Kitchen to go watch the rugby. And it was so amazing to go actually watch it with an atmosphere. People were like banging on the tables and just obviously, and you're in a pub, you know, they just drink.
Everything goes.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it was a very early night.
When and I that say was early. A heart-stopping game as well.
I saw your tweet as well. You were quite
well, I was watching from Shanghai. You know, I'm up in the middle of the night thinking we've got it in the bag. And again, it was very, very nail-biting till the very end there.
No, I just had to go get a drink. When I saw it, I was like, okay, now I go get a drink, come back.
Springboks are doing something for my blood pressure.
That's no lie.
Seriously.
And what's quite interesting, did you see that clip of the cricketers?
Which one?
They were watching the game, I don't know where they were playing, and there was a security camera filming them. I'll show you that clip. It was amazing. And you just literally see them as Fareed Dupree scores that try, and they get up and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah! They rush towards the front of the TV screen. They're hugging each other. It was such a cool moment. I'll show you that clip. It was really, really cool. But yeah, so we've got, that's what happened in our worlds. What's happening in your world, everybody? You can let us know on 0861 555-189. Otherwise, send us a message through to the studio on WeChat, message to studio, and we will read it out on air. We've got a jam-packed show, as usual. Connie B is going to come and step into the studio in just a bit. She's just getting photo ready there, listening to us, and she's going to come and tell us how to keep fit. She's been training the likes of Danae Moketsi and Boiti, and they are looking unbelievable. So if you guys want to get with those abs,
she published something on the web. It was like incredible. Those abs are serious.
Those assets look fantastic. Oh, you know, well,
she has assets.
Exactly.
Assets.
We have to emphasize the assets. So
she's also got that
tiny, tiny waist. Like, I don't know.
We'll get those tips. I'm sure we'll get those tips now.
We will. And we've also got Anna Trepido, who is an acclaimed author or chef and just an all-round amazing
food writer.
Yeah. So she's going to be coming into the studio in a bit. And we are catching up with Jenny Morris, who you love.
Yay.
You love. I love. We all love the Gigan Gourmet.
And Reza.
Yeah.
Reza Mohammed. We're going to love those two. My favorite chefs.
They're very cool. Hey, and they've got a new show coming up in just a bit. So we'll tell you all about that soon, but for now, let's get to some music, shall we? Get it started. I want to talk about this as well. It's coming up. A little bit of Mikasa. Chocolat.
Woo!
This is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Welcome to it.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
What do you think of that?
I love the song.
It's cool, hey?
And hopefully we're going to have Jay something in studio soon.
On the
next
3rd
week?
Of November, we've booked him. He is coming into studio. He will be here again. He is a big fan of The Buzz, and we are a big fan of old Jay something. João, you can pronounce his name because she's Portuguese.
João Fonseca.
Wow, there
Jen,
you go, Jen.
That was quite sexy.
And I always thought that Portuguese isn't actually a sexy language, but Jen pulled it off. Well done to you.
I don't think I've ever seen you blush before.
I am blushing.
Yeah, so Jay will be here. I'm actually going to check out their new album tonight. There's a listening session, so I'll report back on that next week. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be quite an amazing album, which is dropping on Friday, actually. So that's going to be lots of fun. Okay, so let's get into health and fitness, and let's get our abs toned and our asses summer ready.
So should I start doing the squats now?
Well, let's ask Connie. Connie, welcome to the studio.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how Connie. Are
you? Hey, Connie.
Wow, this is the most vibrant environment. Like, how, you guys obviously have a good time here all the time. I love it here.
We do. It's
can
lots
I
of fun.
Stay?
Yeah, of course you can
you
stay.
You can. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it here.
Only if you promise to make us look like supermodels in terms of our abs and our...
I can promise to sell you the product for it. But I can promise you that you're going to get it without, you know, without putting in the work as well.
Okay, so the work is the requirement. That is what makes, you know, those abs look rock hard, or, you know, those physiques look good.
Yes, and one of my favorite quotes, I always say you can never out-exercise a bad diet. So people think it's only just getting into the gym. But if you're not taking care of it in the kitchen, you just taking two steps forward and two steps back all the time.
So let's go two steps forward just before lunchtime. It's 11:15.
Yes.
So people are starting to think about lunch. Mm-hmm. What do you think now is a good lunch for summer? You know, healthy wise, what would you eat?
Oh, so it's hot. The last thing you want to do is eat something that's too big, too starchy, because you're going to feel sluggish. You know, I see a lot of people that after their lunch, they're tired. You're actually exhausted from eating. So you want to keep it light. I hate to sound cliche saying eat a salad, but there's some good salads out there. I had a salad the other day that was, it wasn't even like a typical salad. It was cauliflower rice, you know, like a cold cauliflower rice with butternut squash, feta cheese, pumpkin seeds. So I really like that, and I could have added like salmon. So you're still getting your starch, but it's not like this big like pasta.
Heavy, yeah.
And
refined and carbs and all of that.
Yes, and you can have them just in smaller portions. All about portions in the summer. The bigger the portions, the tired you're going to feel. You're going to be sluggish right after your meal, and you're going to want a nap.
That explains that three o'clock slump exactly. in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's
going to
be me today. But I'm jet lagged. I have an excuse.
Yeah, you have an excuse. Yeah.
So. But I mean, how does Boiti get those abs like that?
Well, everybody knows Boiti obviously works out, you know. So when she started using the thermoscope, it was to enhance. It was actually just more sort of tighten and make her abs visible. She's a small girl, so... you know, when you're small, it's kind of quite easy to put on the weight and for it to show. And the midsection usually is where it goes. But she's quite disciplined with her eating. I could tell, you know, from the time that I spent with her, she's not too big on the sugar. Like, she has it, but not too much. And that's a big
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she definitely puts in the work. I mean, you know, you can't think that the product's going to do everything for you. It will do incredible things for you, especially because it's hot already. Putting on the thermoscope, which is what we're talking about, you will just naturally just start sweating. So even just walking around, even just people wear it to their job and they get the results just from walking around.
But is it bulky? I mean, under your clothes?
It's not
on a red
bulky.
Carpet?
Well, it's definitely not a corset. It's not something that's meant to be worn all day. It's meant to be worn for about an hour to up to 3 hours. I personally only wear it for about 45 minutes a day, only during exercise. It's not meant to be a garment that you wear underneath clothes and then, you know, you go on the red carpet.
Jen, do you want to try that next week?
The best way I explain it is people that buy the corsets, the compression garments, get the impression of having a slimmer waist, but the thermoscopes will actually get you a slimmer waist so you don't have to sausage yourself up, like stuff yourself a sausage with a corset.
I was always misinterpreted that whole like waist. Like this waist.
The waist chaining, they call it, yes. Well, obviously, we all know, and I mean, you think, just logic would tell you, if you're compressing, you can't breathe, and it's hurting your back, it's probably not good for you. So that's one thing. And I'm not going to knock anybody's hustle. There's women out there that are selling waist trainers and making good money from it. However, I can tell you that about 80% of the people that have purchased a thermoscope and use the thermoscope regularly have had a waist trainer at one point, and they chucked it out because it's not comfortable, it's not healthy, it's hurtful. Literally to the organs. And my what I think is that anyone who is actually losing any weight from it is because they can't eat.
So their stomachs are shrinking.
Yes.
So I want to go back to Boiti then, because you were saying that when you spent a lot of time with her working on it, did you keep a food diary with her to kind of see what she was eating and what she was into?
There was no need, because Boiti, as I said, is healthy.
Okay.
She's conscious about eating well, and her job requires her to be. So I think she's done a lot of her work on her own on that front. But she did start implementing detoxes, because as you know, I currently manage two different companies. She did get on the detox wagon, started drinking her detox in the morning, and that really sort of helped with getting rid of carb cravings, because another thing is a lot of people have sugar cravings. Mm. And if you can get rid of that, then it makes the whole process of getting in shape much, much easier.
I must actually tell you about this story quickly. I went to, when I was driving down to Durban, I stopped at one of the garages just to, you know, get some coffee. And there was this family, a young family, mom, dad, son, and daughter. And son must have been about 6 or 7 years old. You saw my tweet.
Yes.
And he ordered a hot chocolate, which is fine. You know, as a 6, 7 year old, they're active. They, you know, they're burning that stuff off quickly. And then mom stands at the counter waiting for the hot chocolate to arrive. And she says to him, How many sugars would you like in your hot chocolates? Let's call him Johnny. I cringed. I actually looked at her and I thought, like, are you serious? That's what I said. I was like, he said 3.
Wow.
She put 3 sugars in his hot chocolate.
Isn't hot chocolate already hot, already sweet?
Sweet, exactly.
If it's made correctly, it's supposed to be sweet.
Yes.
So there's nothing. Oh, no.
I
think that parents should get their kids off the sugar as soon as possible. People think that they're young, they should, it's okay for them to have snacks. It's at that age that it starts, because then you create the craving in the body and it's hard to kick it. And I'm lucky, my parents just had zero tolerance for sweeties and like we call them frozens. I know the icicles. They had no tolerance for that. So I only started eating that stuff when I started making my own money.
But it's not just kids, you know, adults also. There's plenty of adults that load on the sugar, load on the calories, and you know.
And I don't realize sugar, when you talk about sugar, it's not necessarily putting sugar into your coffee or into your tea. It's there's a lot of products out there that have sugar, hidden sugars. There'll be cereals, like even the children's cereals, that they're not aware that they're eating
the
so much.
The formulas, people have no idea. When you go buy, like even the sauces, I mean, we all love Bright, South African, right? A lot of these Bright sauces have tons of sugar. Not all of them. Actually, I think it's a lot less here than it is in the States. But in general speaking, the sugar is not only just in the sugar that you're putting in. It's in sauces. It's in pasta sauces. It's in many, many things.
My God, we can't eat anything now.
No, you can't. Throw that out.
It's my cook.
How dare you? How dare you, Jennifer Sue?
I'm hiding my carbonated beverage.
You know, a lot of people that I've worked with, one person in particular, sorry for outing you, Dineo, but Dineo Moketsi, it loves her fizzy pop. And I'm getting her off of it because a lot of people that love fizzy pop, it's actually the fizziness that you really like. You know, you drink it and you just feel it going down. You can replace that with sparkling water.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And because it's a fizz. It's just a fizz. I actually really love the fizz as well. I used to wonder why I just love a nice cold beer, but it's actually just the fizz that I love.
So speaking of Dineo Moketsi, what else have you gone through with her as far as her nutrition and diet plan is concerned?
Because she's looking amazing at the moment.
She looks great.
Amazing.
I would love to work with her a little bit more closely. I know she's working out and she's doing one of those boot camps. And I'm all for getting off the couch and doing fit, any kind of fitness. But I'd love to help women maybe switch the mentality that moving your body aggressively is the way to get in shape. Because when you move too aggressively and you do these massive boot camps that are super long, it only causes you to crave more food. So you end up eating, you train like a beast and you end up eating like a beast. So I'd like to work with some more women to teach them how working out with the body is actually, you don't really need to get off the floor very much. There's a lot of core conditioning and muscle conditioning work you can do without really moving too much. That's far more effective and burns more calories throughout the day than jumping around and kicking stuff and being aggressive.
Yeah, just making exercise fun. You know, maybe Dineo should run an abs and core
I would love
core
to
session,
do that.
You know, workshop. So we should get it in here and we should propose that to her. Hey.
I love Sweat 1000 too.
Do
That's
you?
A great, I great mean, way to condition.
I love working out. Some people just cannot work out. They can't encourage themselves to work out. And I'm one of those people that just loves a good sweat. And I'm looking forward to trying Sweat 1000 and hopefully it'll be. Yeah, maybe I'll go with you.
Come with me this weekend, Saturday.
And I'll bring you a thermoscope, a small, because I wish we had extra smalls because that was what would fit you, Jen, but we don't have extra smalls. And you too. You're a smoke show, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Is that the Portuguese? Are you Portuguese?
Yes, I am.
what did Donovan and Anne call you? Kim Cut. Katrashian.
Kim Katrashian. Oh, I love it. I'm sorry. This is natural. I didn't have to pay for any of it. So.
There you go. That's cool.
So how do we get like a Kardashian body? How do we,
Well, that's
yeah,
the,
I mean,
doc,
I'm really
the doctor
interested
for that.
In that
yes,
you know?
Beauty, Jason.
I want to know how my
padonkadonk's
going to look that good.
There's doctors for that. The rest, some of us have to spend the time in the gym, do the squats and so forth. But
so squats.
Yeah. See, that's why I say drop it like a squat, eh?
Yeah, like a squat. I like that.
So, Connie, you were also talking about, I mean, because obviously you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And that's something very close to your heart. I mean, you were speaking about something off air that really kind of resonated and you really feel passionate about at the moment.
Yeah, I want to see more women like work. I said this to someone, and I'm not too shy to say it because I like to stand by whatever I say. Is that obviously I'm from here, but I find that a lot of South African women like to look good, be seen in nice places with nice people, but don't really, maybe they lack whatever it is, the drive to go and work and make it. And I'd love to see some more women enter the entrepreneurship category. I posted on my Instagram yesterday, amodernprincess.com. I'm sorry, 8modernprincess is my Instagram, that please tag any woman that you know that is an entrepreneur, that she makes soaps, cocoa butters, anything, candles. Tag anyone because I want to be conscious in supporting female entrepreneurs. And it was sad to see that I didn't really get too many responses because there's just not enough women going out there and making products and getting into the entrepreneur scope. And I'd like to see more women. I think more women would create more opportunities. More money is to be made from more women getting into business.
Definitely. I was thinking about Gail Nokwane.
Yes, that's who popped into my head.
Yeah, Mabalane, Cambelo's
skincare,
wife.
Right?
Yeah, she does the skincare. She's really, really gone in there and done quite a lot. And there's other people I know that work with the rural villages and communities also to help produce things. So, I can definitely tag you on that.
Please, because I'd love to see that. And I'd love to. I said something during Women's Month. I did a speech at an event and I said, I would love to see more women take back the industries that we spend money in. That's the real woman empowerment, not just telling another woman that I support you. Mm-hmm. It's actually supporting them. Women empowerment is putting money in a woman's pocket. I don't need you to tell me that you like my outfit. I need you to put money in my pocket, and then we're good. Then I'm empowered.
It's also reminding me of Jennifer Lawrence, who recently came out and said, that we, as women, we just need to work harder because, look, Bradley Cooper got paid all this money. All her co-stars, her male counterparts, were paid so much more money than she was. And she said, I failed in negotiating myself a deal. And she said, women need to be more empowered to be able to stand up and negotiate for ourselves.
Yeah, you get what you ask for. You walk in and if you ask for the job at the rate that you believe you're worth at, that's what you'll get.
But the problem in South Africa is that you might say, this is what I'm worth, but they'll just say, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, it's not budget.
Especially in the media business.
But you have to bring more to the table. And I'll give it a classic example. Everybody here has some people that work for them or work with them, whether it's a gardener or someone who takes care of your home. And I'd see the lady who was taking care of the home where I've been staying at. And I looked at her and I'm like, no, she's probably not really making that much money. But if she brought more to the table, she would make more money. So you have to bring more skills. So you could say, I need X amount of dollars, but you got to bring more to back that up. Why are you asking for X more amount of dollars? Or maybe you don't even have to ask for it. Maybe it'll just, you go get it. You don't ask for it. You go get it because you're bringing so much more to the table.
Well, we look forward to seeing and hearing a lot more from you, Connie B, because I think you are launching, you've got two products out in the market already.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to be plenty more. And we look forward to it,
Absolutely.
From an empowerment perspective, from job creation perspective, from a creativity perspective, from making those bodies sexy perspective. We're all for
I'm
it.
Taking over Mzansi celebrities. I want them all.
Who's next? You got Jen?
Well, I have Jen done. Jen, we're going to 1,000.
Nikita,
what can I even give you? You're so pretty. What can I give you? I don't have. Your hair is like so long. I don't even have a product for that. Actually, I do. No. Okay, I'll be back.
We'll chat about that. Connie B, thank you so much for joining us today. Where do we find you on the social
networks?
Thank
you for having me. I have various social media accounts. On Twitter, I'm at PritiConnie. That's PRITEA Connie. On Instagram, I'm a modern princess because I am a modern princess, as well as PritiConnie, both on Instagram. So find me. Our websites are officialmodbod.com and PRI-TEA.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on
the
Buzz.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We'll catch up with Jenny and Reza in just a few minutes. Find out more about their new cooking show. And this is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com with Jason Von Berg, Nikita Komacha, and Jennifer Sue.
She loves me like a Pisces when I am weak.
A little bit of goldfish right here on The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. It's The Buzz with you through until 11 o'clock today. So, 11 o'clock, what am I saying? Wow. So I missed an hour there.
Well, it's funny because, Connie was just saying to me, she was looking at my fizzy drink, and she said, because it's a diet drink, she said there's aspartame in it, which causes brain damage and Alzheimer's. So
Wow,
I guess all of us in the studio have already gotten that.
Look, I mean, it is in my family, so I have to say
that. Yeah,
that's very... I don't want to drink Coke anymore. I'm done with that stuff.
Well, it's Coke Zero, so anything that's sort of your sugar-free... That's what where it is.
Sugar-free.
Mm. That's where your problem areas are. So, Jason, if I see you with it, then I'll smack it out of your hand.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's getting a little bit aggressive here.
Well, how else are we going to stop it? Always have bad habits. Just put some action into it. Well, Jason used to do it as well. He'd be like, what are you eating for lunch? And I'd be like, it's a pasta. He says, no. You'll
be tired. Speaking of food, we've got some foodies on the line. We've got Jenny, and we've got Reza. That's right, Jenny Morris and Reza Mohammed. Hello, welcome to The Buzz.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hello, Reza.
Hello. It's Reza first speaking because we're answering from, we're sort of being interviewed on an iPhone, so we're not sort of, we are present, but we are actually having to be interviewed independently.
Independently. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So Reza came on first.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had to come in. Well, I was given the phone first.
So how's it going, Reza? Are you well? Are you excited about the new show that's coming to Food Network?
Very excited about it. And I only arrived yesterday from the UK, and so I'm here for the launch of the Fab Food Academy, and then off to Cape Town tomorrow too to carry on the launchings of it. And it's very exciting because there are 25 episodes to come out on DSTV, so it's going to be good fun.
That's a lot. 25 episodes. Yes. Wow, that's incredible. Right,
yeah. I don't know where you had the time to film all that. So tell us a little bit more about what the show is about.
Well, the show is more about, you know, teaching people how to cook. There are participants. It's like teaching in a cookery school, basically. So teaching young couples who've never cooked, so teaching basics. I've been teaching areas from around the world, like Mediterranean food, Far Eastern cuisine, spice from the Spice Islands, from the lands of spices, etc. So there were sort of 5 episodes of each of those.
So you traveled around the world as well to film all
No, we didn't travel around the world. It was all done in the cookery school in the studio. So we were doing cuisine from the globe, not traveling around the globe.
But, I mean, you know, you don't need to go around the globe to make it entertaining, because you and Jenny together, I feel like this must have been very, very naughty and mischievous a lot of the time. Let's be honest.
Well, actually, there's been, yes, well, it's very funny. We do get on so well. Jenny, to me, is like, she's like my mummy sister. She's fabulous, and I adore her. It's not just on just, you know, when we were working together on this series, but I've known Jenny for the last 10 years, and it's just that she's like family to me. So it was the most natural thing for us to be working together and doing a show together.
It's so exciting, and I think you know, we saw you guys at the Delicious Festival, and you were doing a couple of demos there, and that was. It just, you could see that instant chemistry that you guys had together. And I think imparting that knowledge to, you know, the contestants or to the people watching the show is just something that will really resonate as well with them.
Yeah, of course it will. And the thing is, it's all about, you know, and giving instant tips to a lot of the dishes and things. And also, most of the participants were not familiar with certain ingredients. So there was all those sort of elements which we sort of incorporated into the series. So I think in terms of what we've done, I think it's going to be fun. It's got a very feel-good factor, and also it's informative.
Reza, where is our dear Jenny? Is she there with you?
Jenny's with me now. I can pass you on to Jenny now.
I think you guys, we should share the phone. It should be fun. We'll see how close you can get to an iPhone.
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to pass you on to Jenny. Hold on.
Okay. Waiting for Jenny Morris.
Hello.
Hello, Jenny Morris.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello. How are you?
We are very excited. It's Nikita, Jason and Jen here. And
Hello, darling. We're so
happy to have you on the Buzz on Cliff Central today. And I know it's an exciting day for you as well.
It is indeed. And you know what? This is like a dream come true. We've always called ourselves the princess and the pea. And let me tell you, I am the pea.
So Reza's the pea.
No, he's the princess. Oh. And we've always said that we'd love to, because we work around the world together, we do shows and we do lots of this kind of thing together. And we all said, it'd be nice one day if we could film together. And well, this whole thing has come out of that passion of working together. So I think it's going to be stunning. It's a big one too. It's 25 episodes.
I can't believe
second,
that. That's...
Yeah, so 25 episodes, the second biggest one for Food Network. So, my little princess. Cooking with his tea. Like, I can say that because he loves me.
So, I mean, you've obviously been filming for a while now, and this isn't your first show on Food Network. How does this one differ? You know, I mean, you've done Chopped, you've done Jenny Morris Cooks the
Rivera,
and
Cooks the Morocco.
Yeah. So this is your fourth Food Network show now.
This is my fourth one, aren't I, lucky girl?
I know.
Very nice.
Very, very
well,
nice.
What is different about this, as Liz was telling you, is it's teaching capacity, and that's something that Reza and I do so well, because we love imparting information, and we like edutainers, you know, and people kind of suck up what we say, and so we thought, well, how better to sort of get it across to more people than to sort of have this TV show. And there are interesting people on the show. They are couples. I don't want to tell too much now because obviously it's coming out. But we've got, there's a group of six boys. And these six boys, we've got comedians, we've got politicians, we've got paramedics, we've got radio producers. So it's such an interesting mix of boys. And they are so competitive, and they're naughty little boogers, and they have such fun. And for Risha and I, the best thing on the show was that, you know, when a penny dropped, when someone is intimidated by something, and of course this little royal couple just showed them exactly how it's done in a lovely user-friendly format. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the show is about. It's just making it easy, it's demystifying it, and it's not pompous, and it's not up your nose. It's real.
But haven't you guys had any fights at all? No food fights between you and Reza?
No,
none at all, Jenny?
Nothing. I promise you, if anything, I say tricks on him the whole time. Because, you know, Reza takes things quite seriously when he's working. And I did some naughty things to him, like I took it because I knew he was going to like do this pastry court. So I pushed the girl in the back. She had lovely, long, thick, luscious black hair. So give me a handful of your hair, and I yanked them out. And then I pressed it into his pastry.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And then put that manky one, sort of interleaved it with paper. So there was a good one on top. The manky one was on top. So the minute he opened it, he saw this pastry that was like full of hair. But no, the only person who knew about it was the cameraman. And even in the control room, they were screaming. They were running. Reza was screeching like a little princess and going, woo! I played lots of tricks on him. Obviously, you won't see that. But yeah, you know what?
But he must have gotten you back then somehow.
No,
didn't Reza get back to you, or it was just you against him?
He will never get me back. He will never get that chance.
Well, Jenny, maybe he's actually just counting all the times that you got him, and then he's going to plan a big one on you.
No, he's scared of me. Remember, I'm the mummy sister.
So
we had fun there, and fight. We never had one argument, and we never fight. I kind of more, because, I mean, we're very in sync. So we'll be cooking a dish together in my home kitchen, and Reza will come behind me. I will have salted the dish, and Reza just... comes and puts salt. He said, you know, I've just salted eggs and added pep, and I just give him this look.
Oh.
And so we just add more eggs, you know, to dilute it. But, I mean, we're very in sync, but we don't fight. We never fight. We're very honest with each other, and we love each other.
And when is the show airing, Jenny? And what time?
Month.
And what time will it be on?
You know what? I'm guessing, David, what time does the show it previews? The 16th at 5 p.m. And then I think they'll repeat it during the evening. We're just waiting for the repeat times. But on the 16th...
On Food Network.
On Food Network, channel 175 on DSTV. Goes out at 5 p.m. and it will be repeated, as we know.
Okay, so perfect. So we'll be seeing the Giggling Gourmet and the Spice Prince together.
Princess. Yes.
The Spice Princess. Princess.
Yes,
the Princess and the Pea.
And then, Jenny, I think maybe what you and Reza should come and cook us some Christmas-inspired meal before the end of the year. How's that sound?
Darling, well, if you watch DSTV and you watch Food Network on channel 175, you know, the channel with food at its heart, you get to see some lovely Christmas stuff with us.
Mm.
Yes.
But sounds good.
You send us a ticket.
We'll do that. We will do that. All right. Well, Jenny, it's been awesome having you on The Buzz today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and enjoy the launch. I think it's going to be lots of fun. You and Reza are always naughty and always giggling. So, enjoy it. Have fun, and we'll catch you very, very soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much, my darling. Okay. Good.
Thank
you. Don't forget to tune in, huh?
Of course. Got the auto. Uh-huh. The auto tune is already set. The series recorder is already set. We saw
it.
Yeah.
We love you. Say goodbye, Reza. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Reza.
Bye, darling. Bye, bye.
Bye-bye. That was cool having them on the show. Oh,
I love the two of them so much. I've loved them separately. It's actually going to be great to see the two of them synergizing together.
I know. And like I said, I mean, Jenny always, she's known as the Giggling Gourmet, and she always has these really, really entertaining stories while she's cooking and doing the demos. And, you know, like, she always puts her husband, not puts him on the spot, but kind of makes him blush. I remember the one event I went to last year, and it was so hilarious. People were just stunned because it was so funny. It was really, really cool. I must tell you, I think they're still in the line. So I don't want to tell you that story, that paparazzi dresser, but I'm going to show you this picture. I was at Doppio in Rosebank, and he just walked in and he was having lunch. And I thought, you know what? Perfect time for a little bit of paparazzi magic. I'll show you the picture. It's
did you get him in a...
No. There was nothing dramatic. Or, yeah, not at all. It was just that. Yes, let's get to some music, and then we'll... I don't know where Anna Trepido is, unfortunately. She's not here.
But we'll have to look for her.
We're going to try and look under the chair like an Oprah moment. You're getting an Anna Trepido. You're getting an Anna Trepido. We're all getting an Anna Trepido. But for now, let's just play a little bit of music.
And there you have it from Cheryl Cole, I Don't Care, right here on The Buzz, Cliff Central. I'm Jen Su, along with Jason Von Berg and Nikita Camacho. We've got Anna Trepido. She's an accomplished chef and food writer. She's even got a PhD in occupational health and medical anthropology, and recently joined Chef Benny Masekwameng and Azania Mosaka as part of the judging panel for the Tastic Just Add Color events. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
So nice to have you with us on The Buzz. Tell us more about the Just Add Color. We want to know all about the event.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it's a lovely idea to take that kind of classic South African township concept of the seven colors Sunday lunch. And, you know, rice is so often part of that meal. And then say, okay, give chef students a whole, you know, each one got a color, and they had to make a meal using Tastic in some form that reflected that color. So there was a white team and a yellow team and an orange team and red and blue and purple and green and so on.
So it was kind of like a Rainbow Nation cook-off, so
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. Except what they had to do is that they were required to use Tastic in a creative way within their dish at some point, that they didn't have to use it necessarily in ways that, you know, people would be familiar with. So they were allowed to dry it or grind it up or, you know, in the case of the girl that won, she turned it into ice cream, in fact.
Ooh, yummy.
But so they did a whole range of sort of funky things that included rice in their ingredients and reflected the color that they had been given.
So Anna, did they only have to reflect the color of the team that they were in, or did they have to represent the seven colors?
No, each person got a color.
They were
one color each. So they didn't have to do all seven colors. Although the boy that was the white team, he decided that white was effectively all colors in the color spectrum. So he did do all seven colors.
That's very clever. That's actually very clever.
That is very smart, yeah. I think what's also nice is that we just mentioned their names. You worked with Chef Benny and Azania.
Yes.
What was that like for you? Was it the first time you guys had always worked together, or had you met them in the past before?
You know, I hadn't worked with Benny before. I have worked with Azania before, who I think is fantastic. So that was just a nice thing to do again. But, you know, Benny I hadn't met before. So that was, you know, these are very interesting, thoughtful, creative chefs. So it was nice judging with him. Also, you know, I've judged quite a lot of culinary competitions, but obviously, you know, he just does that week after week, day after day. So, you know, he's a really skilled judge at this point and knows exactly what to look for. It was interesting and inspiring.
Cool. Now, Anna, I heard you were commissioned to make an elaborate birthday cake covered in sugar beads for movie star Will Smith. What was that all about? Tell us what happened.
That was a very long time ago.
what did Will Smith want? Was he very picky about what he wanted on his birthday cake?
No, you know, Will Smith was, he was wanting to have a Back to Africa moment. And so he was absolutely insistent that he wanted sort of Zulu beads, love letter designs, but on a cake. Mm. And, you know, you can do anything with sugar if you try hard enough. yeah, we made little blown sugar beads and then, you know, followed the patterns of traditional Zulu beading on the cake. Inside, it was just a chocolate cake.
Ooh, yeah. I could do with a chocolate cake.
Yeah, outside, there was an awful lot of sort of flapping around.
And how did you deliver the cake? Yes, how did you actually send it over to L.A.?
No. Fortunately, he was in South Africa.
Okay.
But I think he was sort of doing a sitting at Madiba's feet moment. So he was in South Africa. So we didn't have to get it all the way to Los Angeles. We just had to get it across town to Houghton.
Did you do the delivery yourself?
With that one, I'm trying to think, because it really was probably 10 years ago. I didn't deliver that one, no.
Oh, well,
we would
that's
have.
Fine. I think you can still claim it.
Getting the cake to Houghton is just as risky as getting it to L.A.
You're so tired and so irritated with the person that commissioned this ridiculous cake. But no, I was less than impressed with him by the time it was finished. We all wanted to be well shot of him.
So, like, take your cake and go.
Yeah, take your cake and eat it. Bye-bye. This is obviously the busy time of the year and people are kind of winding down the working part of it. But I suppose for you, it's a busy time as well. I mean, do you have a lot of stuff on the go as well that you're involved in? Or, you know, just as you wrap up your year in the food industry?
Look, I think between now and February is busy in the food industry. That I'm in the process of writing an African diet book. Me and a dietitian we're testing every traditional recipe and working out whether you can get thin on it.
Wow,
really?
That's amazing.
So you have a like low-cal boboti?
Well, you know, we are sort of working on African recipes, so which are pretty low-cal anyway, and they're all low GI. So I've got like a low-cal chocho, for instance, and, you know, all those sorts of chobe, and, you know, that I can make rural Limpopo look very glamorous and very delicious.
Well, look, Anna, if you need any people to help you test the foods, I mean, us three, we're always available to test some deliciousness.
Excellent.
So please just let us know and we will be there. We'll drive up. I assume that will be the easiest if we need to go to Limpopo. But we'll make ourselves available. It's no problem at all.
Excellent.
Okay, well, Anna Trepido, thank you so much for joining us. Please keep us posted on that book. We would love to know
thank
more.
You.
And
yeah.
Hope it goes well and we will catch up with you very, very soon.
Cool. Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Anna Trepido. I think that book's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I want a zero-calorie milk tart. I've decided. It's been hard, though, today, you know, with Connie talking about no sugar anymore.
And now
I feel like,
food.
Yeah, I don't know if I can eat anything. That's why I'd need a zero-calorie milk tart.
Next week, Jen, can you make a plan, please?
I'll also do some research.
The problem is I can't cook.
Oh, yes, but Nikita can.
Oh, thank goodness. Yes.
Nikita's good. She made muffins for a friend of ours and didn't bring anyone else.
But I thought you were dieting that weekend or not. Like,
yes,
you're doing
seafood diet. Seafood in my face diet. Anyway.
Okay, I'll bring us some next time.
Yes. Okay, cool. So what's the rest of the week looking like for you guys?
I'm doing SA Fashion Week.
Is it this week already?
South Africa Fashion Week is this week already.
Okay.
I'm especially looking forward to Gert Johan Kutsia. He's doing his collection tomorrow at the Ferrari showroom. And
nice.
Also Rubicon is another one, and Ryan Keys on Friday. So every night is going to be fashion for me.
Instagram, all
of
that.
Absolutely.
Jen will do that.
Well, I'm going to be off to join Jenny and Reza just now. I think it's a cook-along, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
so
yay.
I'm going to share some pics and see what we can do. Maybe I can pick up some tips from them. And yeah, for me, it's all about food this week. It's all about food.
This
and Jace?
Well, this week, I need to check my diary. I'm still behind with the whole Durban trip, but tonight is Mikasa, which is going to be amazing. I'm the biggest Mikasa stan out there. Jen and I are going to battle it out to the end there. But there's a whole bunch of events coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be incredible, so stay tuned for that. Yes, it's really busy season has arrived. So keep your happy faces on. Get lots of coffee. Decaffeinated or caffeinated, doesn't matter. Just make sure you are awake and ready, and keep hydrated so that the pores don't, you know, what do you
so
guys
say?
Don't
get blocked
that's
up.
It, yeah, that's so, it, yes.
So
all of that stuff.
And you open the pores.
And you have also like a glowing complexion.
There you go, you see. That's why I have these two here with me, because they kind of help me with this beauty regime
we
stuff.
We keep you in check.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Kim Kardashian beauty, but we'll work on that.
I've learned a lot today, actually, from health and fitness and nutrition. It's been very good, very educational. I realize now my diet needs to be completely revamped.
Stomach crunches and squats, go.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to go and do that, and we will catch you back next week between 11 and 12 right here on cliffcentral.com. Don't forget, you can download the podcast at Cliff Central. And yes, the laws of life are coming up as well to keep you company for the next hour. Thank you for listening. Have a good week. Bye.
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 The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.